Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
People love hearing you at the baseball games, man. All over the social media. I saw a guy in person. I just met you over the weekend. Big listener of the show. Says he heard you at the game. How many games you do when we're on break, man?
Oh, a couple. A
couple? Okay. All right.
Three at least.
All right. Good morning.
Whatever.
Couple, three.
Couple. Yeah. Whatever.
Give Craig a mic. He's right
there.
It's
all the same.
He does a good job at the baseball, at the Tripway baseball.
I'll do it.
You do a good job. I mentioned
that's very nice of people.
No, they are. They're I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. You know, obviously,
damn.
When I do that, you know, I'm blowing smoke up your ass.
Yeah, ask.
I can't get. So, Puss was mentioning before the break that there was a bunch of rain. It might have been off the air. A bunch of rain.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about this story. We were in D.C. last couple of days before we flew out, and by the way, I flew home with Don Bacon, our congressman.
Good.
We didn't talk.
I thought you could reach across the aisle.
No.
Come to some kind of bipartisan agreement.
No. I was talking to somebody about him the other day. I said, listen, he represents the Omaha area that voted for Biden, by the way, but he's a Republican. I said, I got no problem with the dude except for the fact that he still stands by Trump. I said, that's why I'm not going to. We were standing there, and listeners were walking up to me going, we're at the gate at the airport. He goes, hey, Bacon's on this flight. I said, oh. So we all have masks on, so I'm thinking, well, he didn't recognize me anyway. I've never met Bacon. I know Sat. We know Ricketts.
Were you thinking the food?
Yeah, I'm thinking cool bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah, whatever. So
I know they're not serving any liquor on the Southwest flights, but bacon.
Give me a Bloody Mary.
I still just think of these assets that defended the rioters when I watch those guys. And I was just in D.C. watching Capitol Police do their best job and, you know, thinking what they got to put up with on these assets. So we went and saw the we took a tour of Arlington, the cemetery on the tram, which I'd never been on. I'd never been through the whole place like that. Which is, if you get to D.C. ever, go see the cemetery. It's you wouldn't believe how big it is. But we stop at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier where they do the changing of the guard on the half hour, and it was raining. Storm started coming in, but I'd never seen that. And you walk up there. Once you get real close to the stoop right there, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the guards up there, you got to keep quiet. And this dude doesn't move, but he walks back and forth. But then the changing the guard, like another guy comes out, and he says a few words. And then the other guy kind of moves around. It's all really ceremonial. And another guard comes out, and they switch him. I guess it's because every half hour, you stood there like that, and without making a freaking move, except they do walk. They walk, and they turn around, but they don't jerk, and they put the... So there's a thunderstorm rolls in right when we're there, and I see the lightning way off the distance over the skyline of D.C., and I'm thinking, oh, here comes some thunder. You after lightning, and this thing cracked like a son of a bitch, and the whole crowd just went, whoa. The dude did not flinch. I mean, he didn't even flinch.
Yeah, he's good at his job.
I know. He didn't even flinch.
That's impressive.
Those guys are amazing at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
People don't mess with them.
No, you can't get no. It ain't the British guys.
Yeah,
no, you can't get no. You wouldn't. First of all, he has a gun, and I'm guessing it's probably loaded. Out of reverence to the whole situation, you don't mess with them. I mean, I don't think I've ever had anybody that messed with them. I might have. You don't read about it, but I'm guaranteed. I think the rest of the crowd would stop that. You know what I mean? You don't even say a word when you're there because you're supposed to be quiet while this guy's doing this. These men were doing this. It was amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah, I would definitely go see that. And also, I went to see Nationals game, speaking of baseball. And since the pandemic, I'm not going to if I have a couple bucks to do things, I'm going to get the best seats possible. So I got online at Ticketmaster, and I got seats behind the dugout, just behind home plate, not the first row or something like that. Those are ridiculous. But I'm about 8 rows up. And we go down there, and you see a lot of baseball, especially in new baseball parks, behind home plate, those cushion seats. You see them everywhere now. Well, first of all, they're amazing. But we walk down there, I'm still thinking, okay, you know, these tickets are still pretty high, even though they're cushioned seats. Then as we get down there, the guy goes, okay, and sir, right back here is our bar. And right behind home plate at Nationals Ballpark, there's a little, you walk up and you walk back and you walk into this air-conditioned bar restaurant.
It's on the same level, right?
It's right there.
Okay.
It's right there. And there's a pisser right there, and there's booze and food. For every, if you pop, but see, it's.
So it's like a club level.
So my son says, so all the beer and all the soda and all the food back here is free. I said, it's not free.
No.
My ticket paid for all this stuff, so drink up. So I was kind of burned out. So I ordered we're sitting at the bar and I ordered a Red Bull and vodka. And then Ryder says, I want a Red Bull too. I said, another Red Bull. And I go, make mine a double, by the way. And he goes, a double for both? And I look at him, I said, he's 16. This guy actually admitted to me. He said, I would have served him. I said,
screw that kid.
A Red Bull and vodka.
See, I'm surprised when and this was years ago. This was like 2007 when we saw the Yankees and Red Sox at Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
We had seats in that same area right behind the...
With the cushion seats?
They weren't cushion seats, but we had wait service.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you do that. Yeah, you do that now. It's all the app right now.
No,
we
had a waitress that came up to us, took our order, and about an inning and a half later brought our stuff back to us.
Right. Yeah, Target Field in Minneapolis, they have like a whole level. It's like a club level, except it's down lower, you know, and there's a bar dedicated just to
this
that
bar
section.
This bar was amazing. It was really amazing. It's a great ballpark, too. I mean, it's brand new. I mean, not brand new, but it's right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, the newer ballparks.
Cool stuff are so much better. Right. I mean, Kansas City's an asshole. I was in that place, but it's old.
They don't have enough bars.
You know, it's just old. It's just old compared to these newer ballparks.
Well, again, when Atlanta punts on a stadium that was built in 96.
20 years, right.
You know, you that's where the standard's at.
So if you've ever been on the Metro, which is the subway in D.C., it's dystopian anyway because it looks kind of modern, but it's also like they would probably shoot like movies that took place in the future.
Escape from D.C.?
Yeah, sort of like that. But we go walking down into the Metro to take a subway to the game, my son and I, and we walk down there and we have no mask on. And we're walking around and I realize that pretty much everybody walking past us has a mask on. And I see a couple people, and we're the only ones, basically. I'm thinking, oh, man, we don't have a mask on this. I didn't bring mine into my pocket. But it felt like a movie in the future because all I saw were eyes looking at us. You know, like...
They looked at you like you were a pariah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was also dystopian. It's like we were in a future movie. So I found a guard, and because we got lost anyway because I took the wrong train. I said, hey... We didn't bring masks. I'm sorry. You got any? He said, yeah, he gave me a couple or so. But, yeah, they still have masks on the mass transit, which is what they should.
It makes sense.
Which they should.
You're
right?
Packed in pretty tight there on those trains.
Yeah. And we all know there's so many unvaccinated asshats out there that are trying to ruin it for everybody because they know, Craig.
Yeah, they do.
They know.
Mask mandate returning today in St. Louis, where there you're going to have to wear a mask in indoor public places and on public transportation. Everybody over 5 has to wear a mask there now.
I'm pissed off about this. We all should be pissed off about this because we all know an anti-vaxxer. Somewhere in your life, you know one. And they're dumb. I know I'm the person to reach out across the aisle with this because I'm tired of it. Even the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey is her name, right?
I believe so.
They got 33% vaccination rate in Alabama. She says it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated. She's a Republican, hardcore Republican.
What are we at now, 60%? The country is at 60% of adults vaccinated?
Yeah, only about
60%.
No. Not maybe one shot.
You mean at least one dose?
Yeah,
one
dose. Partial vaccination.
Yeah, that's partial.
Full was about 50 or 49, I read. By the way, it's still just a pandemic. It's a pandemic for the unvaccinated. The problem is if another variant shows up because of these asshats.
This is why I'm having a difficult time watching the Olympics.
Oh, me too.
Because I'm going back to, it's a year. It's a year and a half ago.
I know.
There's no crowd. There's athletes in masks. It's a bunch of Zoom stuff. It's like I just went back in time. I just went back a year and a half in time.
I had men's beach volleyball on the other day, and I thought the same thing, too. The crowd was, there's no crowd. And I'm thinking, this is just sad.
Why are you watching men's beach volleyball?
Well, because I saw beach volleyball. I was excited. I clicked on it was men's.
Wah, wah.
And they're good, but I can't hang for too long because, you know, I like the ladies. Yeah, you're right, Todd. I feel the same way. Now, the swimming ones, their teams were allowed to sit in the crowd. You saw that. They had some cheers from their teammates. Other than that, obviously no crowds.
But they had Zoom set up with the families.
Yeah, I know.
Crappy quality video.
I can't watch it.
You expect better from the Olympics.
Well, and they said the opening ceremonies ratings were down a bunch because there's no crowd. And I don't like those things anyway, but a lot of people do like that stuff, you know. No crowd.
I'm
glad there's no crowd because they have a problem over there. But still.
And I know there's no way around it, but like last night I saw they were showing the men's basketball game and I went, we lost.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
care.
Yeah.
I already know we lost.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to turn
game,
that on.
A game like that, you're right. The other sports I don't pay attention to, so if I'm watching it if I'm watching it taped, I have no idea who
won. You don't know.
But basketball, that when they lose to France, we all knew.
Yeah, I got a screen alert on my phone. So, we lost to France. Right. I went, don't need to watch that tonight.
Yeah, like what time is it in Japan right now?
Well, I was watching the news last night, and it was the NBC Nightly News, and it was 5:30 our time, Central here, and he was awake. He was doing the news in the morning over there. So was it 12 hours? No, it was light over in Japan.
Tokyo, it's 8:07 p.m. right now, so it looks like they're about 14 hours ahead of us.
14 hours, yeah. So,
yeah.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
14 hours from now.
We'd be back here, wouldn't we?
No.
Oh, we'd be sleeping.
It'd be 8 o'clock in the evening.
We'd be watching a documentary.
I'd be crawling back into bed.
There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You got plans for 14 hours from now? Something you're looking forward to?
The bed part.
Yeah. Okay. He realized it'd be the bed part, right?
Yeah, the bed part.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, let's see here. They have updated the definition of an astronaut while we were gone.
Oh, because...
Anybody who's been in space?
No.
Oh, good.
No?
Good.
No.
It shouldn't be called
stricter?
Astronauts.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It should be stricter, right?
It is more strict than that.
Yeah.
Commercial launch crew members must be employed by an FAA-certified company before performing the launch. They must reach an altitude higher than 50 miles above the surface of the Earth during the flight, and they must have demonstrated activities during the mission that were essential to public safety or contributed to human space flight safety.
So are they going back now?
That means that Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson are not astronauts.
Good. See the Bezos douchebag hat?
No.
He wore a cowboy hat when he got off there. He just looked like an idiot.
Oh, he's a space cowboy?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he had to put something on his head,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I guess a cowboy head covering.
It just looks stupid. Cowboys look stupid on people anyway. Unless you're a cowboy.
Some people could pull it off.
If you're a country music singer, old school, or a cowboy.
Or a cast member of Yellowstone.
That's what I meant.
You have to be able
actors,
to pull off the
cowboy
hat.
I'm talking about just walking around town.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I mean, some people can.
No, it looks dumb. It looks dumb.
You need to be on a horse.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
Have you ever been down in downtown in our town when there's a country music show at the arena?
No.
You'll be driving through and you'll
no,
see
and
people
walking. No, I don't intend to be.
No, you're not there for the show. You're just there for something else.
Okay, just happened to cross.
I've happened to drive in that area and you see just dudes walking towards the arena with a cowboy hat on, you know.
Well, again, it goes back to the whole mythical creature. Right, you might as well be, where's your suit of armor?
Exactly.
You know, dress up as a knight and walk around.
Yeah. Hey, Bezos had this goofy looking cowboy hat on, you know, talking about how he wants to shoot all of our pollution into space. Then he kind of backpedaled and said, that's not what I meant. But that's what sounded like he meant.
Under these new rules, space tourists who pay for flights are not eligible to get astronaut wings. I didn't know astronaut wings was an official thing.
I did
thing.
Not know
oh,
that.
They, no. they hand them out when you get off the flight?
They hand them out to little kids on their first
right.
flight, yeah.
I saw a little kid get
wings a couple of flights ago. Thinking, he ain't flying this thing, is he? They should know. Scared the hell out of me. That pilot looks young.
I didn't
and he's picking his nose.
That.
They do. I see. Yeah, I saw some little kid got in a plane. Well, they have to ask. This is his first flight, you know.
And he wants a drink. Wow. We'll have none of that.
Well, down in Southwest. Which I wasn't drinking on the way to D.C.
Yeah, I thought I
was renting a car right away, so I had to drive.
In the spring, when I was bitching about not getting
they
any
pushed it back. They pushed
Southwest.
It back on Southwest till the end of July, I believe.
Okay, they said mid-July at that time.
And, and longer flights on Southwest are serving it.
Yeah, at that time, they were like, if you were flying to Hawaii, you could get a drink. They must not make that much money off of it. Otherwise, they'd get it up and running.
Well, every
is
other.
Is this still an issue?
Every airline's having booze, except for them.
Except for Southwest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only an issue with Southwest.
That one girl got punched right when they were going to stop it, and they pushed it back to the end of July, so it's no big deal. I got drunk in the airport in a while.
Oh, there was more unruliness?
No, I think when they were going to end it in mid-July, that's when somebody got jacked on that flight.
Yeah, didn't a flight attendant lose a couple teeth?
Yeah, and some passenger stood up and tried to defended her. Yeah. Then they pushed it back to the end of July for Southwest, I believe.
Unruliness really gives alcohol a bad name.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. It does. Because you can drink and not be an asshat.
Be nice drunks.
Right. I've flown a zillion times so far. Well, 7-8 times this summer, and not one person didn't wear their mask. Anybody sat down and was cool.
Yes, there's been nothing but ruliness.
Ruly.
On the flights.
Well, I know. I'm on the flight. It's ruly.
There's a very small percentage of unruly.
Oh, yeah. But it's certainly enough. It's on the news.
That's the one that makes the news, not the 10,000 or other flights.
Well, it's the anti-maskers started.
Oh, sure.
Right. That's who's doing it, the anti-maskers. And they're
douchebags. And then the people that work in the airline industry have to deal with those people.
Mm-hmm.
When they know damn good and well when they book
wear
that
the mask.
Flight.
Wear the mask.
You're going to have to wear a mask.
Wear the mask. Wear the mask. Yeah, no big deal.
But I shouldn't. So then I don't have to because I think I shouldn't.
Well, like I said, they're all wearing masks where I've been so far on the airlines and planes. I haven't seen anybody get bitched at yet. But I do run to the restaurant as soon as I get to an airport so I can take the thing off because it's a pain. I was explaining to people that we, as a group of guys here, didn't wear masks as long as most people did. At their jobs, because people had to wear them all day at their jobs, my wife included. Your wife probably too.
Possibly. Oh, yeah.
And we got to come in here, take them off, and talk on the microphone, and then put them on when we went to the pisser.
That's about it.
That was it. And then when I got home, it was off, and if I went to the store, I had it on. But people worked 8 to 10 hours a day, so these flights I've been on, 2-hour flights, no big deal. The mask on the whole time. That's probably the longest I've ever had a mask on.
Me too.
The whole pandemic. It was a flight.
Yeah, consecutive.
Right. Oh, easily the longest. But just get vaccinated. Come on.
That bootleg fire in southern Oregon, absolutely amazing.
It is. Wow.
They say it created its own weather pattern, and they confirmed a fire NATO touchdown.
Jesus.
A tornado of fire. Photos of the area show trees broken off at the trunk and in a circular pattern.
No climate change here, are there?
Move along.
Yep. No climate.
All is well.
All is well. No climate change.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, northern Idaho is on fire right now. Montana.
Yeah.
And it's hazy over most of the country.
Oh, driving west into Denver last week. I mean, it was shocking how close to downtown Denver we had to get before you could see the skyline.
Right.
I mean, I've done that drive before, and you can generally see the skyline from a long ways away, and that was not the case this last week.
What was that? There was 7 people dead in a sandstorm in Utah.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
All right.
It said crash in Utah.
Okay.
20-vehicle crash in Utah.
Killed in a haboob.
God, pick us up. How many people had Jackie Mason, Craig? I didn't know.
I did not
know he was even alive. I really didn't know. I think that's why only 30 people had him. He probably forgot that he was still kicking. The aardvark.
I guess so.
No, he was not the aardvark.
No. He was the original aardvark.
No, no.
He
was doing a Jackie Mason impression.
Right.
It was John Biner trying to sound like Jackie Mason.
Right. Ah, we don't have that scored yet, I guess.
Come on, LD. Get off your naked ass and do that, man. Score it.
I wonder if I actually sent him the text like I thought I did.
Okay, before I blame LD.
Yeah. Yeah, let me make sure I sent him the text.
Yeah, his last...
Let's see here. Yeah, I did.
His last acting credit was 2011.
Yeah.
But they also give him credit for The Simpsons because he was...
He was Krusty's dad.
Krusty's dad.
That's right.
Rabbi Krustofsky.
Lester Holt, this is NBC Nightly News. They talked about him, Borscht Belt comedian Jackie Mason. And then the film credits include Caddyshack. And I yell, nope.
Two.
Caddyshack 2, Lester. Pay attention.
Big difference.
It's huge difference.
Big difference.
Here is Jackie Mason as the voice of Rabbi Hyman Krustofsky, Krusty the Clown's dad on The Simpsons.
My father was the most respected man in the Lower East Side of Springfield. People would come from miles around to ask his advice.
Greg Krustofsky, should I finish college?
Yes, no one is poor except he who lacks knowledge.
Rabbi, should I have another child?
Yes, another child would be a blessing on your house.
Rabbi, should I buy a Chrysler?
Could you rephrase that as an ethical question?
Is it right to buy a Chrysler?
Oh, yes. For great is the car with power steering and Dynaflow suspension.
Jeez.
That's so stupid.
It is.
The Simpsons are stupid. That's crazy. That's a funny. Yeah, that's crazy. We came to that conclusion this morning.
Right.
Yeah. Family Guy's stupid, too.
Right.
A lot of animated shows.
I know. Just
stupid.
Just stupid. You didn't have Jackie Mason, did you, Craig? Did you remember,
did you remember
he was alive?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. I just didn't remember, man.
Yeah, I will look into his health occasionally. He's on the draft.
Of course
he's on
you
the
do.
Perpetual draft board.
Oh, Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden. Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope he makes it forever.
Till January 1st.
At least till January 1st, you
We mean. Hope he makes it forever.
Better well, he's not going to. They said it's fatal. So you can... Hope all you want, but the doctors say that ain't going to happen.
Oh, so he's not going to make it forever?
No.
Anybody have him this year?
So
anybody throw him on the board this year?
So maybe I should just go ahead and put him on my list?
Probably. Yeah.
How about this year? Anybody have him now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, those might be the ones that get it.
Yes.
There's a long bit of this year left for pancreatic cancer.
And he's an old dude, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on the list. I have seen him. Offhand, I don't know. Oh, yeah. 50 people have him.
Already? Okay.
Already.
Clemson fans? I don't know. Who's their biggest ACC rival?
Their biggest ACC rival.
Or Miami?
Yeah.
Miami fans?
And the activist group In Decline has made another art protest in Arkansas. The group vandalized a billboard in Little Rock. Originally, the billboard read, "Stressed out, IBLP.com," but was changed to say, "Stressed out, masturbate."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was going to say, well, who is this group? But
it doesn't matter.
They got the message right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And DeKlein said part of the reason they painted over the sign was because the billboard company donated the space to the Institute in Basic Life Principles and decided we shouldn't have to pay for that either. This particular group was started with the purpose of introducing people to Jesus, and so they didn't appreciate
that. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not what they were. Maybe that's what they were saying.
I think so.
I think they were.
They also made headlines for hanging a God Bless Abortions banner on the 67-foot-tall Christ of the Ozarks monument.
I like this group. I'm not a joiner, but I might join those guys. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.